At a September 14th University Board of Regents meeting, Director of Land Management Christine Klein said the university's ability to monetize its Chilkat Peninsula land was under threat.
And the reason we're bringing this to you now is that there have been increasing efforts to put restrictions on the property and the area in Haines that this land is located at.
The conversation started back in May when the Haines Planning Commission noticed an apparent oversight in the code governing the Mud Bay Rural Residential Zone. There is nothing there to restrict resource extraction in the generally quiet residential neighborhoods. Since then, the commission has brainstormed what kind of rules to put in place. The university and the Alaska Mental Health Trust, both major landowners on the peninsula, spoke out in opposition to any limitations. University President James Johnson wrote in a letter to Haines officials that revenue from landholdings is critical to UA's trust programs, which fund student scholarships. University funding has plummeted by $61 million since 2014 due to the state fiscal crisis. At a meeting in June, Planning Commission Chair Rob Goldberg said there was no hurry to answer the Mud Bay resource extraction question.
Well, we've had this code in place for about 25 years, and there hasn't been any major resource extraction during that time, and I don't see a big rush of people wanting to do it.
Now there does seem to be a rush. Again, University Land Management Director Klein.
If we don't move forward with this, we may be in a situation of losing the ability to harvest the timber. And in doing so, we would also lose our ability to check and verify if there is any mineral potential.
Haines forester Greg Palmieri says this is the largest potential timber sale on the Chilkat Peninsula in decades.
I'm not aware of any timber sales on the peninsula that, in the last 10 to 20 years that weren't on private property or very small. So this doesn't compare to anything in the last 10 to 20 years.
The 400 acres make up a significant swath of the peninsula south of the Haines town site. Dozens of residential properties neighbor the sale area, including Eric Hawley's home.
It's not something that I'm going to lose sleep over at the moment.
Hawley has lived across Mud Bay for 29 years. He's also the president of a local conservation group. But he's not too worried about the timber sale because he doesn't think the university will be able to make money from it.
Once they go through and do a timber cruise on this, I think they will be quite surprised at the lack of really valuable timber out here in this area.
Planning Commission Chair Goldberg lives out Mud Bay, and he also questions the profitability of the timber harvest. He says creating residential subdivisions would be a much more valuable use of the land. As for how this development will play into the commission's conversation around Mud Bay resource extraction, Goldberg says he's not sure.
If we were playing a game, it would be like the university has just wiped all the pieces off the board and said game over.
The university will find out if there are interested buyers for this timber sale by the bid deadline on October 23rd. That's also the deadline for comments on the plan, which can be sent to ua-land@alaska.edu. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.